Blog Talk Radio.
Take a step, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand. Yeah. Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, yeah. Stand for holiness.
For holiness.
Whoa.
And for righteousness.
And be counted,
and be counted among them that shall reign with Him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Stand with Prince our Lord.
Whoa.
And when you're all alone,
and believe
He shall receive His own.
Take a stand, not believing, at least some of my friends. And I would rather, live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of our children to stand, stand. Everybody saying that
you stand.
Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
I'm truly honored in Jesus' name to be before you. I'm David and Diane, ministry and friends. I will come forth in the name of Jesus to come with a powerful message on today. Amen. We truly want to say God bless you. Thank you for tuning in on us today. We truly recognize God as being the God of God and the Lord of Lords and the Master without any doubt that He's coming back soon and real soon. Are you ready? Are you ready? Amen. Are you ready in the name of Jesus as you got up this morning and breathed your breath and moved your legs and were able to think, see? There's so much that we take for granted, but yet we still come forth on today to say thank God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God, and we wanted to come forth today in the name of Jesus. Take a moment out of our time to let you know that it's all right. It's time to pray for your life. You see, today was not promised. Tomorrow is not promised. But yet, be thankful just for today. You didn't have to make it here. Somebody didn't make it here. Somebody didn't have a roof over their head. Somebody did not have a reasonable portion of health. And somebody did not have, shall I say no more? Somebody did not have. But we wanted to take time out on today, praise God, to bring you a message. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, once again of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And if you desire in your heart to share a love token or support our ministry, praise God, we ask that you come forth with Shaw, David, 1968, at yahoo.com. Praise God. Even at that, we pray and use the proceeds to continue forth with the radio show and ministry in which we do outside of our home. But we thank God for the support in which we receive and the prayers that are also going forth. We thank God for today. I want to give God all praise. I want to give God, as always, all honor and glory because he is. He is in my life in the name of Jesus. And I love the Lord. And as we often say, if loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right. Amen. We have a powerful word for you on today. And I had to take and slow down a little bit and thoughts once again and let God speak to my heart, because it's in this message that God has really brought forth an opening and understanding, and he gave me an assignment. Amen. We all have that assignment. We all have that assignment in the name of Jesus, because as we come forth out of the book of Luke, we read the importance of a man. Amen. Let us pray. Oh, precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come this morning, this evening, this afternoon, even, this late night even, to call on your name right now and give you thanks for allowing us to be just as we are on today. So, God, we thank you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you, Lord God, that you didn't forget about us. Thank you, Lord God, that you're coming back to redeem us in Jesus' name, because we believe you and we trust you. We pray in the name of Jesus as on today, as this word goes forth. We pray that it touches the heart, touches the mind and spirit, that someone will feel your joy, to feel your realness and know what time it is, that time to pray. We give you thanks, praise, and glory as on today. Let your spirit and anointing continue to reign and roll in Jesus' name. As we give you that praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. God bless you out there, Minister Andrew Orlander. God bless you and your family. Thank God for you. Pray for your family, your wife, and your baby, child, your daughter. Amen. And we thank God for Brother Eddie out of Chicago. Amen. Amen. We pray in the name of Jesus that you continue to be healed in your body and in your mind. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for joining. Thank you, B. Sister Fee out of Compton, California. God bless you. I see you out there. Glory to your name. God bless you. And like I say, we have many out there in Indonesia and in Egypt, in the name of Jesus. We have those in South Korea. Amen. We thank God for those that are out there in Korea, South Korea. And we thank those who are in there in Canada. And we thank God for those that are out there in the name of Jesus in Illinois. Praise God. New York, there in Georgia. Amen. So we're going to continue forth in anointing and let the Spirit of God continue to do what he does in Jesus' name. Amen. So once again, praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw. And once again, as always, I mentioned that God bless my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. Amen. He's very diligent and busy. But we thank God for her strength and due diligence in the ministry when she has that moment. But we thank God for the anointing that's in her life. Amen. We just want to thank God for on today because, once again, come on, somebody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. I said, I will rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to take a moment of a song, and when we come back, we're going to get back into the Word of God. Amen. Just a moment. Never could have made it without it.
Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never would have made it. Oh, I never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Hey, I would have lost it all.
In the name of Jesus. I'm stronger in the name of Jesus, and I'm wiser in the name of Jesus. You know, I have to be honest with you. I work on this radio, and I do the things on the radio, praise God, and we come with the ministry and the Word of God, and there's oftentimes there's things that transpire in the midst of us doing our radio show, and the things happen that's beyond our control. But yet we thank you for those that are continuing forth listening to our program. Amen. Continuing to pray for us. And we thank God for your support. Now we have a message on today. And that message in the name of Jesus, the title, Prayer Time for Your Life. And the scripture in which we have comes out of the book of Luke. You know Luke. And Luke was one of the ones that was a disciple of Jesus. So he got the first-hand teachings from Jesus. He learned from Jesus. See, Jesus has a theophany, I think that's what they call it, theophany, where God himself, which is a spirit, imparted himself into Jesus, and he used Jesus as the human vessel, uncorruptible seed, sinless in every way, perfect in every way. It's in that, through the example that he set, we are to follow. But you know where we're at is in the book of Luke, chapter 18. We'll read verse 1. But before we go forth, once again, let us pray. God bless this word in Jesus' name. They hit it hearts, minds, and souls once again. Amen. The Bible says that Jesus, he was speaking to his disciples, and he, you know, and went up to the mount, prayed, and telling the disciples how they ought to live their lives in accordance to how he basically is living his life. The example's been set. The main importance of what he's given us is that he spoke a parable. He always spoke parables. And the interesting thing about those parables is that if you're in line and if you're in tune with God or with the Spirit, then that's going to give you understanding. It's going to be clarity. Because the devil can't understand the things of God. Oh, yeah, you can read it. You know, people read it. But do you understand it? That understanding comes by way only of the Spirit of God, according to the Word. And in this Word of God, he's reading as Jesus was speaking to the disciples. It was learned and said that in verse 1, it says, Jesus right here. Then he spoke a parable to them that men always pray and not lose heart. Amen. That's taken out of Luke chapter 18, verse 1. I just want to address that for just a moment. Of Luke chapter 18, verse 1. And that is, men ought to always pray. Men ought to always pray and not lose heart. It's so important to understand the importance of prayer. We go through our lives and question what's going to be what and how something is going to be something when we have not a clue as to what the outcome would be. We know not the future. So we hold doubt, confusion, fear even comes upon us. But as we recognize, praise God, that is your prayer life struggling? We realize that oftentimes it becomes hard because the conditions and the situations and what's going on right before us, or we don't have a job, or we don't, health is bad, or the economy or the environment I'm in is not conducive for my good health. But we have the issues that are plagued and that are there that keeps us from moving forward to the next level. You see, prayer is not practice reserved for only the clergy or for the righteous folk. You see, prayer is simply communicating with God. Now, you need to understand, God is a spirit. He's not this man that's like, he's a spirit. And the Bible says in the book of John that God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And when is it that you have understanding as to the truth? For words of encouragement comes forward as knowing the truth. For the word of God says, knowledge of the truth will set you free. And the truth will set you free. And the truth. What is the truth? We read that God says, he is the way, the truth, and the life. That Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. The only way to come to the Father is through the Son. Jesus. Jesus. The way, the truth, and the life, and the only way in which Jesus is who he is because God, Almighty Creator of such, has given him that authority. And it's imperative that you realize that being the ruler, being the king, have to learn to submit to God. And in prayer, that's where we take on our communication and going to know more about him. Just as studying the word, as the word of God says, study to show thyself approved. A workman need not be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. The Bible has lost a lot to say about prayer, has a lot to say about prayer. The first mention of prayer is in Genesis. You see in chapter 4, verse 26, to him also a son was born, and he named him Enoch. Then men began to call on the name of the Lord. That's out of the New King James Version. And it's here in the word of God that was spoken and inspired by God, influence for those to write down what the word is saying. And the Bible is saying in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 54, there is no correct or certain posture to put. You want to kneel down, you want to stand up, you want to lay down, you want to run, just so as you give homage and total commitment, understanding in reverence to God Almighty. And we see that in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 54, that the word says that there is no correct posture, but also understanding is bound. Exodus chapter 4, verse 31. On their faces before God in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 18. And chapter 26, verse 39 in the book of Matthew. The importance is that as you come to God with you. Just as you are. Be it laying, being standing, being kneeling, being however it might be. Come to God. You see, we feel that when we come to God, we have to use such eloquent words. We have to be long-winded. We have to be in great vocabulary, of course, and big words, so it means more to those listening. But the prayers need not be wordy. An impression of how you present it, bring it, and speak. But the importance of your prayer is that we seek the face of God, coming to him sober-minded in reference to nothing else is keeping us from achieving our goal in communicating with God. That means don't allow yourself to be. Can't speak. So we can't do anything to pay God that homage. Praise, glory. Nothing shall hold you back. Because when we go through something, we go through it just as gold is refined and diamonds are impressed. I will let you know that the word of God is true, but we ask questions as to why should we pray? The relationship with God is the utmost importance. And being that we put God first and that God is first, we need to seek that face of God first. And it is the same way that we get understanding where God speaks to us. He can also bring someone. He can also elevate a situation for us. But the key, most important thing is seek the face of God while he may be found. God is good. To continue forth with trusting in the word of God gives us the positive reassurance that once you pray to God, everything is going to be all right. You see, we often type and wonder and question why God this, why God that. But the reason why we should pray is that if we stay in prayer, we can stay in perfect peace. For God lets us know that those who keep their mind on me, I'll keep in perfect peace. So understand that prayer develops a relationship with God. If you never speak to your spouse at any time, if you never listen to anything our spouse might have to say to us, our marriages and our relationship would deteriorate quickly. Important to have communication. It helps us grow closer and are more intimately connected with God. I'll bring a group through the fire, he said, and make them pure, you see. As gold and silver are refined and purified by fire, they will call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, these are my people. And they will say, the Lord is our God. And read that in Zechariah. Chapter 13, verse 9 in the NLT. But if you stay joined to me and my words remain in you, you may ask any request you like, and I will be. You see, the Lord instructed us to pray. One of the simplest reasons to spend time in prayer is because the Lord taught us to pray. Obedience to God is the natural byproduct of discipleship. You see, we look at the deacons and the deaconess and the usher board, but yet and still, I say usher board, but yet and still, the actual deacon's job of sharing word, the prophetess or the deaconess job or anyone in ministry, whether it's pastor, whether it's a deacon, whether it's a nurse, everyone has to be joined, connected to the source, biblical knowledge. And as the word says, the Spirit of God brings all things to remembrance and understanding. But what if you don't know how to pray? You know, the Bible established a few requirements for successful people. Are you successful today? Would you like to be successful? One of the most important things of a successful person is that of a humble heart. I can't sit there and try to tell God what to do, and I'm figuring it out myself. He already knows. And me, if we just recognize his word and understand what he says is that if my people who are called by my name, who humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then what I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. You see, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14 made it real clear. God gave us instruction in so many words to seek his face, man, while he may be found. Now, I see that we have many colloquialisms and attitudes and come from different ranges of ethnic, financial, economic, and all kinds of backgrounds, education and what have you. But the one thing that joins us together is the unity that we have in the Spirit of God. All we have to do to begin the process is humble ourselves. That means turn from our wicked ways. That means take our thinking out of our program and let God be replaced with it. But God's ways are not our ways, and our ways are not God's ways, according to the word of God. And as I've read in the name of Jesus, that we have to trust in the Lord at all our ways, to lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways to acknowledge him. And it's in that. Come on now. Isn't it? He'll direct our ways. You can read that scripture in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord. We have to understand in order for us to be, we have to accept that we have already been. In thought, God brought us inspiration over a course of time. But much of everything that's in existence began with a thought. Questions you may have is, does God hear and answer prayer? That's a good question. Because God hears and he answers our prayers. Here are examples that I share with you right now about God answering our prayers. We look in Deuteronomy. We look in Ecclesiastes. We look in Ezekiel. We look over the entire word of God where it shows God hearing our prayers. When we are disobedient, in Deuteronomy 1, chapter 1, verse 45, we hear our prayer. And we recognize that as we go through Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 45, we read clearly where the Lord has given us explanation and understanding that everything we do, we must pray. Chapter 1, book of Deuteronomy, verse 45, he said, then he returned and wept before the Lord, but the Lord would not listen to your voice nor give ear to you. So are we thinking that God is going to turn away from us? Are we feeling the fact that God is not listening to us? In a book that we recognize, Psalms chapter 66, verse 18. He says, if I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. And this is what separates us. Because the only way that we're able to recognize and understand what thus saith the Lord is the absence from sin. For the Bible lets us know that the only thing that separates us from God is sin. What is sin? It's not anything that's uplifting or building up your brother. But as we come into the righteousness and fullness of God, we must function and operate out of love. And in that of love, we realize that love covers a multitude of sin. Love covers a multitude of distasteful attitudes and situations in your life. Love picks up, changes, betters, and improves whatever situation that we happen to be going through, be it financial, be it physical, be it mental. God has the answer. And he has that answer in his forgiving you of your sins. As we pray for that forgiveness of that sin. You know, because God is love. Bible says in the book of Galilee, first, if he loved God, he would not allow us to suffer. He would not allow us to do wrong. But we have a responsibility to the Lord with all of our heart, leaning not to our own understanding. He will direct our ways. These are the teachings that God has given us. But understanding love is the center point of it all. Because God is love. The Bible lets us know that those that love must love in spirit and in truth. God loves in spirit and truth. That spirit, you ain't seen it. You're not seeing it. Bumps in your skin or your hair standing up. Identify when you feel that heaviness lifted off of you. Identify when you're able to breathe. God is on time, God. And when he's answering those prayers, we must humble ourselves. As he commanded us to do, if we humble ourselves, seek his face and pray, he'll hear from us then. A righteous person prays persistently and sincerely in the faith according to God's will. And in the name of Jesus, you got to recognize Jesus because he sacrificed that human for us. That was his son. God also answers his prayers. This is the confidence that we have before. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And we know that God hears us. But what did God teach Jesus to teach us about prayer? And that's the instruction from Jesus teaches is that we have six unique steps to prayer. God addresses approximately as the Father, praise God for who he is and for what he has done. And we must acknowledge that God's plan is in control, not ours. You got to ask God for what we need. Confess how we have sinned and repent with a humbled heart. Be sincere. Be sincere. We only want to get forgiven because we want to be able to get something or have something.
that's given to us. And in many cases, free without having to work. What did Jesus actually say about the prayer? Is that the biblical instruction concerning prayer is that prayer for the good things that we are truly in need of, according to God's will, in the authority of Jesus Christ, we have that faith that God will provide. In that faith, we know in Hebrews 11:1, it says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. He said a little bit further down that scripture, that scripture chapter, in verse 6, it says, but without faith, gospel to please God. He continued to read, it says, but those that do must believe he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Now look, I know I've gone a little bit further on this message on the prayer, but the major thing to understand is that we must humble ourselves. Seek the face of God, pray, and wait on him, and not put the cart before the horse. We recognize you go through what you go through, but you put yourself in that situation. And if it is to happen, and if it is happening now, it's God's will for it to happen. We just read in the Word of God with Scripture the reasons as to why these things happen. I'm not coming forth out of David Shaw 101. As the calling on my life, I recognize that the truth and the importance of prayer is inevitable. For as I come and take on the responsibility within myself, is to seek the face of God while he may be found. My time in prayer, as I pray morning, noon, and night, I do. For the fact of giving God that. For if it had not been for the goodness of the Lord, again, like I said, if it had not been for the goodness of the Lord, where would I be? God lets us know we have to pray. He says men ought to always pray. In the book of Luke chapter 1, men always pray and not cease. We cannot stop praying. We got to pray for our wives. We have to pray for ourselves. We have to pray for our jobs. We have to pray for our health. We have to pray for our country. We have to pray for our president. We have to pray for our governor. We have to pray for our mayor. We have to pray for our law enforcement. We have to pray for our armed forces. We have to pray for everything. Nothing should be without prayer. And that's where we have to seek the face of God, humbling ourselves. Go without drinking. Go without cussing. Go without fussing. And just be patient and humbling yourself. Not allowing the anger and frustration to get to you. Not allowing the alcohol or anything outside like TV or anything that's not of God. Because if we give ourselves to God, then God got it. And if God be with you, who can be against you? Before you call on Ghostbusters, call on the face of God. Trust on him. Call on him. Trust the Lord. For in him it's only grace and peace that shall be found. Trust this message might be an opening for you to recognize you have to pray more. That's our responsibility, to seek the face of God and remain in that communication with him. Your prayers will get answered. I can promise that. Just within myself, and the reason why I say I can promise, because I trust God. Because he said it. I trust his word. God said it'll happen. He said, if you seek his face and pray, answer your prayers. But you got to give yourself to him. Gave myself to God. No longer do I partake in the ways of this world, getting down with the stuff on TV as I used to do, the pornography and the cursing and the the drugs and the lifestyle, it just wasn't cool. God came in and rescued me, picked me up. Everything's not perfect in the sense that it's already taken place, it's already happened, I've experienced it. But the fact that I know that God, he said he would do it, and I pray into him, trusting, and I get a sense of relief knowing that he got it. God got it. We'll pick up again some more on this prayer, because it's the quintessential thing that we need to have in our life as a man or woman of God. And God is real. And I trust in the name of Jesus that as we continue to move forward, that we move forward with the trust and the reassurance positively that God is still on the throne. We only are able to do because God has done. He knows the ending before the beginning, so we have to learn to trust in the face of God. God bless each and every person that's listening unto us in the name of Jesus. We pray for those out there in New York. We pray for those out there, Elmira. We pray for Lita. Okay, man. And just trust that you be blessed and God continue to look over you, with you. He walks and talks and increases in that prayer. I pray that this message went forth about you having and wanting to pray. You really want to feel the true presence of God? Pray. He's true. He's true. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you, recognizing that we are yours, we have a responsibility to speak your face. We ask that, Lord, continue to speak to my heart, mind, and soul. That those that are there struggling by the wayside, those there that are avoiding the truth of your word, we pray in the name of Jesus for humility to come upon them, that will allow them to not lash out, but be humble. Read and seek your face and be saved and trust in the Lord, washing and cleaning oneself, and then allowing God to do the refining within us, strengthen us to do, so we can continue to give you glory and praise. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray, we thank you that this word goes forth. And when someone hears the word and they ask, what must I do to be saved? Let them seek your faith, Jesus, and get baptized in your name. Jesus, we pray that we will receive the Holy Ghost, that we thank you for giving us that when that time comes. We love you, we give you praise, we love only because you loved us. And we give you praise, glory, and honor. But I could never make it without you. Be blessed.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. And I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. And I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
I can see that you are the one I held on to, and I never, never would have made.
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to them. Tell them, I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Singing one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never.